Si era madre, ruce rozpažené mají, stromy už se vyplakaly, mlhy, mlhy usedají.
I am sitting with Pavla Miltova in between sets at Prague's Valbinova Hospica. So, Pavla, how would you describe your music?
My music is my heart and my way to my soul, and I hope I can cheer people up.
The crowd here is kind of low-key. It seems like a quieter sort of set. How would you describe your fan base, the people who come to see your shows?
As you can see, I think more women come because they are near to their souls.
Your music definitely has a Celtic feel to it. Where does that come from?
Well, I studied in Glasgow, but in fact I was interested in Scottish music even before, because I used to have a Scottish lecturer at the philosophy faculty here in Prague.
So you studied philosophy and not music. Where did you get your skill? And you have a really nice singing voice. How did you develop that?
I think I have a talent, and I always loved music and languages. First, I decided for languages because it was under communists when I started. They developed my talent for music.
Do you feel it's easier to write in English or in Czech for you?
It depends. When I started, because I started in England or in Scotland, at the beginning, I was writing songs in English. And because I'm here, I'm writing songs in Czech. And sometimes if I have the feeling or something for an English song, I can make it. And in fact, of course, for singing it's better. I've never thought this is easier, or, you know, this is better for me to do. What I felt, that's what I've done.
Do you feel that your audience responds to English and Czech the same, that it makes no difference?
Alas, I think they don't understand quite English songs, or maybe students, not the old generation, but they can get the feeling, and of course I always say something, you know. They can relax during an English song. That's very important for them, I think, you know, during the concert. Just relax and listen to nice language and nice musical phrases.
Do you ever write in English to make your music more accessible to people in other countries?
I've never thought about it. I should maybe. Yeah, it's good to be international for giving the message. If I have some, then I can go abroad and give the message as well. So it's good, of course.
In one song, your lyrics go as follows: "My country, I am to hold it, I am to keep it." What does that mean to you, and how do you incorporate that into your life?
It has two meanings. One is erotic, because if you make a love with a man and he has a long hair, you have to hold it. That's one way you can understand it. But the second is that love is responsibility. It's not just a feeling. It's about an inner land. That means that you are responsible for the people or for the things you love. Lidi nebo indiáni, lidi jako indiáni, neví se zda odletěli, nebo snili medúze. Na kopci psi je na madre, otevření velké.
Are there some Czech musicians that have inspired you creatively?
I like opera singers. In fact, I'm looking for inspiration abroad. I would say.
Do you incorporate any kind of Czech traditions into your music?
I sing a few Moravian folk songs, and I don't know whether, maybe just one Czech, but most of my folk songs, or most of the songs, folk songs I sing are Slovak songs, because their melodies are nearer to me than Czech folk music. The guitarist Peter Binder is Slovak, but he lives here in Prague.
I think Prague is very well known for its nightclubs, its jazz clubs. I've never heard of its folk music scene or world music scene. Is it really popular in Prague?
I really don't know, because I can meet only the people, I can meet on my concert, and I can't judge. But I would say that the best place to see folk music is, for instance, Balbinova Kavarna. So I can recommend this place for listening to folk or folklore music.
When you play a traditional folk song, does it evoke nostalgia with the audience, or is it, how would you say people respond to that?
People like it, of course. People like it. I must say that there is a new wave of folk music that, well, it's, of course, it's rewriting folk music or getting to roots. It's very, how to say, modern now. I'm not doing it because it's modern, but I like it.
So is this some kind of new trend that people are taking old folk songs and rewriting them?
In fact, they don't rewrite them, but they make the, you know, they put them in a new code. So the arrangement is wider, and you have drums in it. It's I think it's world music, you know, they call it. So it's all over the world. It's a tendency, maybe because it's popular, and these days the music scene is very commercial.
How is it living as a singer-songwriter in Prague?
It's not easy, but it's lovely. I like it very much. Well, I don't know really what more should I do.
Is it hard to promote yourself?
You have to have a strong manager who would push you. But it's not my style of life, I would say, you know. I think that things will come. I must be good.
I was speaking with Pavla Miltsova today at Balbinova Poetická hospodka.